Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Yes, I'm here.
Sir, do you have somebody speaking Spanish?
Yes. Spanish-speaking? Hold on one second, please, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Sure. Hold on one second here, sir. I'm just trying to get the right number for you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
Oh, if you don't have anybody, I'm good with English. I just want you to understand me.
No, yeah. Well, I'm just getting the guy's right next to me. I'm just trying to get his number so you can just call him directly.
Oh, okay.
What's the number? Okay. Just call this number. It's 858.
I don't have a pin to write it down. Can we just talk? I'll receive a letter from you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, so don't worry about it. Yeah.
Was there a 16-digit reservation code on that letter?
Yeah, it's an account number. It's 1611. 3299-0006-0151.
Okay, hold on one second here.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Sunny Days Landscaping and Maintenance?
Yep, Sunny Days Construction and Maintenance.
And who am I speaking with?
Armando.
Armando, how you doing today, Armando?
I'm doing great. Trying to grow my business.
Excellent. And just another
question. Not trying, making my business grow.
There you go. Armando, we have a new phone system, and sometimes a couple calls have been dropping lately. So what would be a good number to reach back out to you in case the call drops?
704-689-5015.
Got it. Cool. And I just want to
have another one. Yeah. Okay. I have another one.
Sure.
Which is let me get it. Because I don't use that one. It's like a house number. Give me one second. I forgot
the number. That one is the right number. So.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so, all right, just want to confirm a little bit of information that we have on file for you. Is the business still, address still 124 Brindle Street in Gastonia, North Carolina?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then the classification of your business, is it a proprietorship, a partnership, an LLC, a C-Corp, or an S-Corp?
I don't know what's the right word, but I'm the owner.
Okay, so sole proprietor, gotcha.
Sole proprietor, yeah.
Okay, and then lastly, what would be a good email address in case I need to send you out any information today?
It's jael391@gmail.com.
All right, perfect. So what you received was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a bunch of different programs, and I can point you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit to help grow your business.
Okay, well, let me tell you, I have a property. I have two houses, 9 acres, and I don't know if my credit is good. I think it's good. I haven't checked the credit for right now, but I have that in collateral if I need it.
Okay.
I just need it. I just need it to have the money to invest and make the money back and double up the money. So.
Okay, perfect. That's exactly what our loans are for. Is there a amount that you're looking for, a specific dollar amount that you would like to bring on to your business?
I don't want. I want to get like at least 100.
Okay, 100,000. And would you use that just for operational costs and like bidding on projects and you know bringing on other workers, things of that nature?
Can you repeat that again?
Yes. Would you be using that to help yourself bid on jobs? You know, bring on other workers and materials and things like that.
Yeah, I will use it to buy materials and stuff like that.
Okay.
Because that's my thing. I get a job, and I have to buy the stuff and I have credit card, but it's not enough. Like right now, they offer me a job for like it's $25,000, which I have to buy all the material, and I don't have the money, and I'm losing the job because I don't have the money. You know, the money goes. You know, they pay me at the end of the month or stuff like that.
Okay, I understand. I completely understand. I used to be in construction as well for 12 years, and I understand that. You got to have cash flow while the project's going on to buy extra materials and make payroll and all that stuff.
Yeah, and once you start the job, they give you half of the money or some of the money.
Yeah.
When you finish, they give you the check. So that's how it works. But I wouldn't be able to have the money and buy the materials or buy, you know, whatever I need.
I understand. So, Armando, are you familiar or have you heard of working capital loans at all?
No.
Okay. No. So we have a product that will allow us to lend you 10 to 15% of what your business did in sales last year. Do you know what you guys made as far as sales were last year?
I claim 45, but I make more than that.
How much do you think you did in sales, like total?
In sales, how much money did I make?
The gross.
It's like 50,000 probably. 50,000 in sales, half of the year, like 100, less than 100.
Okay.
Less than 100, yeah, because I've been trying to grow and all, but, you know, I was going to keep going like that, but I decided to, okay, let's give it a try to this, see if it works.
Okay. Well,
and that's what I'm calling.
All right. Well, Armando, just based on the number that you gave me, we could probably make maybe 10 to 15,000 available for you because, you know, it's 10 to 15% of the sales. So if you did about 100, you know, that would be $10,000 to $15,000. If that makes sense?
Uh-huh.
Would that be helpful for your business? Would that be, you know, allow you to maybe get a couple more projects to make a return on your investment?
Yeah, it will help, but, you know, I would like to get a little bit more so that way, I have, enough to do this work because I don't want to lose it and somebody else, you know, like they're giving 25% and I'm like, oh, my God, I don't want to lose this job.
Right.
I want to do it and, yeah.
Okay.
It helps. It helps.
Yeah.
You know, honestly.
So you did say you had two houses as well and a property.
Yeah.
Is that all paid for? Or are you still paying on that?
Everything is paid for.
Okay. So that another route we could go would be a collateralized loan. And then I think that we could definitely get you the $100,000 that you're looking for. Would you happen to know the value of the properties?
I have somebody came and look up here.
Uh-huh.
And the house has been remodeled, and I have a proof that I've been putting like $24,000 and like last year I put invested $24,000 in this house.
Uh-huh.
I make a big house. I make a bigger one.
Right.
But it doesn't appear in Google, so that's why I want to know. You know, I kind of want to know why it's not appearing on Google.
Yeah.
But I got somebody that how do you call the guys the people that came in and value your house?
The appraiser?
Appraiser. One of that. I paid $450.
Okay.
And the house, he gave me the value of the house, which is $380,000. And the other one is $160,000.
Okay, so you know, just based on those numbers, it sounds like we could definitely get you the $100,000 that you're looking for. You know, if you wanted to collateralize or use just one of the houses, actually, you could put that for collateral, and we could get you the $100,000 if that's the route that you want to go.
Okay, so and what do I need to do that?
Well, I can put together an email for you. We have an application. We would look at some bank statements for the business and then your tax return as well. And then I'm going to attach a sheet that allow you to put the stuff or the items that you would like to put up as collateral. And I'll attach that sheet as well. And then you can list those items there. And then basically that would be all the information that we need. Once you get that back to me, I will package everything and get it to our underwriting department where they can see what we can make available to help grow your business.
Oh, okay.
So it's real quick, though. So it takes about, once I get the information back from you, we can have an answer for you inside of 24 hours. So it's a real quick turnaround to get you information. What I'd like to do is just shoot you out an email with that information, and then, you know, you can gather that over the weekend and maybe get it back to me on Monday.
Yeah, I would like to do that. And if I can get a little bit more, you know,
yeah,
I will make improvements to my house. You know, one thing that I want to fix the road. I have to be honest with you. I want to fix the road because the house is nice and everything.
Uh-huh.
And the other house, too. But my road is gravel. And when it rains, it gets dirty. So I want to do asphalt.
Oh, okay.
You know, and yeah. So that price will go up. That
yes.
price with the concrete. Concrete
it would add,
row with the concrete, it will go up.
Yeah, it'll definitely add value to your home.
Yeah,
for sure.
More value to my house.
Yeah. Okay. Armando, did you have any other questions for me? I know that I've been doing a lot of talking here. Did you want have any other questions about our program?
Yeah, what's the percentage? Because I have the letter. Actually, I don't know where I put it. Yeah, I have the letter. How much you got charged? Percentage you got charged?
So if we're gonna go through the collateralized loan, it's going to be start at right around maybe 4.5 to 5%.
Okay. So,
and can go up from there.
Let's see. If I get like 150, how much would it be a month monthly?
Well, it depends on the term, too, because we have terms that start from 6 months and can go all the way up to 18 to 24 months. So it'd be really hard to give you solid numbers without taking a look at any of your information or, you know, any of that stuff. It wouldn't be fair to me or you to give you those numbers when I don't have the correct information in front of me, you know?
Yeah, but just like
a ballpark?
Okay. Something, you know, like
sure. So let's say best case scenario, and you have excellent credit, and let's say we get you a rate for the collateralized loan that's at, you know, maybe let's say 7 or 8%, okay? So let's say that is over 15 months, okay? So your total payback would be $8,000. So over 15 months, it would be, it looks like you would pay, you'd borrow 100 and you'd pay back at 8%, you'd pay back $108,000.
Okay. So the,
but that, so that would be if it was 8%. I can't guarantee that that would be the rate, but I just wanted to use that because it seemed like an easy number to.
Yeah, because right here, the rate, it says how much percent is like 2-3% percent.
Yeah, and that is, that's for if you were going to bring on equipment.
Okay.
So if you were going to do like a backhoe or a, you know, a grader or something like that, that would be for our equipment financing program. And so those rates are a lot lower. But our working capital program, because it's not collateralized, it's the money is a little bit more expensive.
Okay.
But if we do the collateralized loan, we put up you know, one of the houses, then again it will be a lot less expensive because there's collateral there. So it's really tough to say what the rate would be, but you know, that was an easy number just to give you an idea of what would the it would cost you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, if I put the house, you know, I will try to get, you know, at least little bit more, you know.
Sure. I just wanted to use that number because it's easy to work with, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So what? How can we do it?
So I'm gonna put together an email for you right now, and I'll have it over to you in about 10 minutes, and I'll have I'll list all the information that we would need from you, and then my contact information will be there, and my email address, and also our fax number. So if you wanted to fax it back to us or email it back to us, the choice is yours.
Okay. What do you need? What do you need everything is going to be in the email?
Yeah. So we would look at 6 months of bank statements. We would look at the most recent first two pages of the most recent tax return. And do you have any other current loans out right now?
Honestly, I have two credit cards, and I have American Express.
Okay.
And I want to use it to say I only want to have one payment.
Okay.
And not dealing with anything else. So everything is on time. You know, I have somebody break into my house like 2 months ago. They stole money and
other
stuff. And the insurance is taking care, you know, everything.
Uh-huh.
And the police have the report, and they have the print, but they're still working on it. So that's the reason why I'm trying to get equity line or refinancing or whatever, I don't know how they call.
Like a line of credit.
Yeah, line of credit. So that way I can, you know, be in the same position that I was before, like 2 months ago.
Okay, now I understand. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, we could, I think that we can do something for you, Armando. So let me put that email together for you, and I'll have it over to you shortly. And my contact number will be on there. So if you have any questions while you're gathering that information, you can always give me a call. I'm here to help you out.
Okay. Last question. How much credit do I have to have?
What do you think how would you rate your credit? Have you taken a look lately? Is it, like, you know, above average, average, maybe a little bit below?
Well, last month it went down. I have almost 700, but it went down because whatever happens, it put me behind. So and they stole my American Express. They did some stuff, so I have to pay for my money.
Yeah.
They break my AC. I spent $8,000 cash on that. And so I was like behind. So I talked to the credit cards and the bank. So I told them, explaining, I sent the report and explaining what happened. And they say, we understand. and that's the only time that I was behind. Right now, okay. I pay, you know, I'm on time. Right now, everything is on time. I'm getting back to my food that I need to get, you know, the money that I was having to do my job, they stolen. And I think it was somebody that they know me.
It sounds like it. If they knew where you hid your money and all that stuff, it sounds like it might be somebody you know.
Yeah, that's why I told the investigators they're doing their work. So
did you say that they got the fingerprints for it, though? They have fingerprints for that person?
They use a glove in somebody. They left the tools, the stuff they used to break the window, you know, the light for the windows.
Yeah.
They left it in the AC because they break my AC. They stepping in my AC unit to jump in my house.
Oh, I see. Because you have it in the window, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So they break that, and so they got everything. They went in my room. In one of the rooms that I have, you know, to keep, when I come from work, you know, I'm dirty and everything. I take my things, and it was like something. It just happened. I left my wallet in there. I left my money in there.
Right.
And I forgot about that, you know, but it never happened. So, and it happened that time. So it kind of like sounds like somebody knew that I have the money with me.
Yeah, and they're waiting for you to not be around, to just go in.
Yeah. Well, actually, it was around 4:30 in the a.m., like 4:30, 4:45.
Ooh, were you in the house? Were you sleeping in the house when it happened?
Yeah, I was sleeping in...
Holy cow.
In the third house that I have, well, there's a trailer. And the second... there's two houses and one trailer.
Uh-huh.
In the trailer, I have a veteran guy that he works for the army before, a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
He was in Vietnam. So they tie him up, and they try to shoot him. They
oh my god!
Him. You know, he was. I'm glad he was alive.
Yeah.
And they start a trial and fire. So
holy crap!
His body, he turned the fire off. So,
and wow, that is scary.
And that's why they you know, they put me behind because I have to fix his house and everything and my house. And I'm glad nothing happens, you know, but they took all his stuff and they took my stuff. They break two cars' windows. They break two windows in different cars. They take all kind of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is, do the police have any leads at all or any idea who it may have been?
They mentioned me, a couple people, and I think they're right. I think they're right.
Because that's some pretty serious stuff that it happened. That's really scary.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I was, you know, what if they killed somebody? What if I came outside and when I hear that noise, you know, instead of coming out, I called the police, and that's when they're left.
Wow, you could have gotten shot too.
Yeah, I could have get shot or get killed, and I was like, oh my god, nothing happened to me. I mean, everything, you know, the money, I work hard to keep the money.
Yeah.
There is just people that don't like to work.
Exactly, that is exactly it. People that are lazy.
Yeah, or they're doing drugs and they want to get whatever and
they don't care who. Yeah, they don't care who they hurt or what they do. It's sad. Sad.
That's really bad. But I'm okay, and I want to get back to my, you know, to do what I need to do. Even if I don't get this loan, I'm gonna work like 2-3 jobs and I'm gonna do it.
Hey, well, you know what? I'd really like to help you out here. So let me put together this email for you, okay? And I'll list everything that we need for you, and I'll have my contact information also And so if you have any questions, you can just call me directly, and I'll be more than happy to help you, okay?
Okay, well, I really appreciate you, you helping me and taking your time.
No problem, man. I'm here to help, man.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And I'm just going to wait for the email.
Sure. And my name is Zach. So, you know, any questions down the road? Z-A-Z-A-C-H.
Okay. Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was nice to meet you today, and I'll send that email over to you in about 10 minutes.
Okay. All right. And whatever you need, I'll return it to you. You said you need the last 2 years of taxes. Is that right?
No, just last year's, just the first two pages of last year's tax return. I'll put it all in the email for you, okay?
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. You don't have any Spanish, so that way I can understand better. Well, my wife can help me. Yeah,
okay.
My wife helped me.
Okay, great. And then do you want me to give you a call on Monday to make sure that you've received the email?
Yeah, give me a call Monday and see what happens from there.
Okay. Alrighty. I'll set that right now, and you have a good weekend, and we'll talk on Monday.
Oh, thank you so much. You too. Have a great weekend, and thank you for your patience. And
no problem.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.